you know what I'm hip to right now? That is that NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, brings us great guests and great information at this time. And joining us on the line right now is Danique Lewis. Good morning, Danique.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. Now, this is NAMI's slot, but you're joining us from Stanford?
Yes. So I'm representing the Stanford Youth Mental Health Alliance.
And what an important topic that we're going to discuss today, and that is that now you said through December, a renewed focus on youth mental health and training individuals, assuming all of us, right, to better recognize and handle issues that are so common.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a little bit about the training itself. So youth mental health first aid is a training kind of similar to first aid. So we know that for first aid, it teaches folks how to give initial help to someone who's injured while professional help is on the way. It's kind of the same concept with youth mental health. So we're teaching parents, teachers, caring adults in a young person's life, how they can give initial help to a person, to a young person experiencing a mental health challenge. So really just wanting to make sure that people are not only equipped with some of the knowledge related to mental health, but also equipped to provide the action or to be able to kind of be that caring adult when young people are facing crises or challenges.
I guess, what are some of the signs to look for, and how do you step in without doing, and I, you know what, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking, boy, this is why it's important that we get tied in with what you're doing there, because how do we ensure that we don't do more damage than good?
Right. So the large piece of the training is really around early intervention. So we talk a lot about warning signs, especially for those that have significant relationships with young people. We know kind of who they are personality-wise, so we're always talking about what are some of those physical changes, what are the things that we see and observe, and also there's a lot of skill building that is built into the training itself. So once you notice something, it's also about how do we begin the conversation, how do we approach the young person with our concerns, and then how also can we be better listeners? So like how do we really practice how to non-judgmentally listen? How aware are we of the resources that are available in our local community? And then how do we also support ourselves within this process? Because we know that being able to help a young person is wonderful, but we know that that also takes an emotional toll on ourselves. So, you know, really talking about, you know, we can't help other people unless we're able to help ourselves first. So, like, put on that oxygen mask first before others. So, like, how are we practicing our own self-care so that we are in a place to be a helper for other people?
You know, we've given out NAMI's information, NAMISouthwestCT.org, National Alliance on Mental Illness. Where can people learn more about what you're talking about, this training and your organization?
Absolutely. So the website is Stanford Youth Mental Health Alliance, and there's a treasure trove of resources and information. This is a collective impact organization comprised of multiple organizations in Stanford that are really working together to really address youth mental health and to be able to support families. So that would be the best place to go. For those that are interested in participating in any of our upcoming trainings, we start training actually next Friday. Information is also available on the website. So it is a free training. We want as many people to benefit from it as possible, and we'll be hosting them monthly until December.
And again, what type of information will be given out?
That's a great question. So Pretty much what I say during the training is that I want you to be able to walk away with three new things that you learned, two new resources, and one action to take. So it varies by participant of what they take away from it. What we're really trying to ensure that folks know is all of the available resources that the Stanford Youth Mental Health Alliance is providing. So really making sure that people know how to access treatment providers within the area. And we know that when we're talking about mental health, it also kind of is a full range of other needs. So like making sure that folks know where social services is, who are those youth-serving organizations, because we know that young people that are connected to their community have better mental health. So all of those different pieces, I think that for me, what's always like the most insightful piece is for folks to really talk about how to be a non-judgmental listener for a young person. How do we share space with a young person so that we are creating spaces and environments that when they are going through something, that we are their listening ear and that we're approachable. So we talk a lot about how do we really create the space? How do we ensure that even our body language is open for conversation? Because we know that young people are ready to talk. It's just that we need to continue to build trust in the relationship for that to happen.
Well, I'll tell you, that non-judgment part gets harder the closer you get to the person and to the situation.
Yep.
And absolutely.
Danique, is family necessarily the best option here, or?
For the training, it's open to everyone.
No, but I mean, in a situation, where is the best? Maybe sometimes the best help, I don't know. I'm just thinking in my own situation, I don't think family is necessarily
Could
the
be
best.
The outside, really.
Yeah, even though it's the first line, right? Mm.
Right. And we want to make sure that at least parents are aware of the steps. I know that sometimes what also happens as part of the conversation is that sometimes we live too closely to whatever the challenge that the young person is, whether we're the parent or someone else that's close. And I think that it's a real concern. And we have to ensure that not only we as parents or we as kind of caring caregivers, but then other people that young people are connected to, because sometimes it may not necessarily be the parent, but we want to ensure that parents and other caring adults have the same skills, the same opportunity to go through this training and to build their skills so that if a situation arises, they have some skills to kind of rely on to start conversations and to connect young people to care if needed.
Danique Lewis, I just looked up and we're out of time, but this is such important stuff and I could talk to you all morning. Once again, give us your contact info and we're going to look forward to following up more now through December.
That would be wonderful. I look forward to our continued conversation.
How do we get in touch?
All right. So the best way to get in contact with me is through the Stanford Youth Mental Health Alliance. So again, that website is StanfordYouthMentalHealthAlliance.org. There is kind of a way on the website to get in contact. So if folks would like to get in contact with me, that's probably the easiest way. But while you're there, also look at all the wonderful resources that are available. So look forward to kind of this continued dialogue.
100%. Danique Lewis, such important work you're doing. Thank you so much. And thank you, as always, to NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Southwest Connecticut. And we'll talk more this week.